out on the ballpark, it's a pretty daylight scene. Of course, blue sky around, bright sunshine. They say that Kansas is corn country or wheat country, and that the greatest harvest is usually a yellow or a gold color. But today in the ballpark at Kansas City, I'd say that the green grass is greener than it's ever been. The management, under the direction of their consultant concerning the grass and keeping of the field, planted the new seed, and it's really come into bloom, apparently, because the Kansas City Park is one of the greatest of any in the league at this point of the season. Well, they'll be playing on the diamond in a moment. Here's the batting order for today in the first game. Starting lineups for the visiting New York Yankees, Norm Seaburn in left field. Norm Seaburn leading off, playing in left field. Batting second at second base, Gil McDougal. Mickey Mantle in center field, batting third. Batting cleanup today in game number one, playing in right field, will be Enos Country Slaughter. Batting fifth and catching Elston Howard. Batting sixth at first base, Moose Scourin. Batting seventh at shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth today at third base will be Bobby Richardson. And batting ninth and pitching, Duke Moss. For the Kansas City Athletics home standing, Bill Tuttle will lead off and play on center field. Batting number one, Bill Tuttle in the center field. Roger Maris will bat second in right field. Hector Lopez will bat third and play at second base. Batting cleanup, the home run leader in the league for, well, almost since its beginning this year, Bob Serve in left field. Preston Ward will bat fifth at first base. First baseman Preston Ward, batting number five. Batting sixth at third base will be Al Smith. And batting seventh and catching will be Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gilda Maestri. And batting ninth and pitching, a fellow who was at one time a Yankee property, traded to Kansas City. He is most anxious always to show a victory against the old team. So he'll face them again, probably for the last time this year, Ralph Terry. Ralph Terry, can't say probably, it is the last time that he'll have a starting assignment against them. In the second game, the pitcher for Kansas City hasn't been posted, but he probably will be during the first game. The umpires are due at the moment at home plate with manager Casey Stengel and the Kansas City Athletics boss. And the two of them will once again check the infield rules and the playing dimensions and so on. And then we'll have the doubleheader in full swing. Don't forget, your Atlantic dealer advises now through all the area served by our Home of Champions network. Winterize soon and make sure that your car is kept safe for the cold weather change. Some of the temperatures in some areas have already plunged to just around the freezing point. Atlantic dealers remind you that it's not too early to winterize. Make sure your car is all set for the chillier fall days and then the winter days to follow. In every season, baseball season or winter fall, you make sure you see your Atlantic dealer. He's the man to keep your car happily, powerfully, economically on the go. The Yankees, by winning a game, maybe the first or second, or the Chicago White Sox, should they lose, would give the Yankees their pennant for 1958. And of course, they're so close now with the assurance of a tie after Gil McDougal, being the hero of yesterday's game, put them ahead with a three-run home run blast. Final score 5-4. They'd like to go out and win the game that will give them their flag. But should they lose the first? Meanwhile, Chicago should win or lose their game, first game today. The Yankees would either win it or be backed into the play. Situation remains, to put it bluntly, that today is the day that the Yankees will clinch their flag, and it's just a matter of minutes or hours as to when it's accomplished. And the outfielders limbering up, throwing the ball around. In the background, you can hear that electric organ that is part of the scene here all at Kansas City. And we might as well turn it over to Phil Rizzuto at the play-by-play microphone. He'll tell you more about that pretty scene. Fresh green grass and a beautifully cultivated diamond, and we're steady for action.
121 strikeouts this year. He leads the Kansas City pitching staff in that department. Ned Garber leads the A's in total amount of wins with 12. Norm Seaburn in the leadoff spot today. Swinging two big bats, talking with Gil McDougal.
a little bit. They would like to win this game and leave no doubt as to who is the best team in the American League. The magic number is one. Any combination of a White Sox defeat or a Yankee victory will cinch the 24th pennant for the New York Yankees and the ninth under the managership of Casey Stengel. Frank Rossetti goes down the third base coaching box. Ralph Houk is over at first.
Leading off for New York.
Kansas City whips the ball around the infield. Al Smith, the third baseman, flips it to Ralph Terry, and we're ready to go. Sebring, batting 304, 17 doubles, 4 triples, 12 homers, and 46 runs batted in. Steps into the batter's box. The wind whipping the ball player's pants and shirts. Sebring steps in. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. The curve is low, ball one. Smith playing even with third. Here's the windup. The curve is strike one called on the outside corner. Terry has thrown two changeup curve balls up there. With this wind blowing out, looks like Ralph wants the Yankees to supply their own power. When you throw the fastball and you connect, of course, it goes a lot further. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball is hit on the ground at first base. Preston Ward up with it. Flips to Terry Cavering in time for the out. Ralph Terry, coming over to cover first base, had a difficult play as Preston Ward threw the ball overhanded. And it's one away from the first baseman to the pitcher, and here's Gail McDougal, the hero of yesterday's ball game. Gail homered with two on and two out in the eighth inning. Gail's batting 248. He has 16 doubles, one triple, 13 homers, and 60 runs batted in. Terry pitching with a modified no-wind-up delivery. Holds the ball in front of him and then brings his hands down and then over his head. Here's the first pitch to Gale. The curve is strike one call on the outside corner. Tremendous crowd here again today to see the final appearance of the Yankees here at Municipal Stadium. This has always been a terrific town, attendance-wise, for the Yankees to come into. Here's the one-strike pitch to McDougal. Outside, ball one, one and one. There was a threat of rain. As a matter of fact, the weatherman last night gave a prediction of rain early in the afternoon, but this wind that's been blowing seems to have blown the dark clouds away. There are some light clouds overhead, but pretty clear. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Gill. Ball two, just above the letters. 2-1 on McDougal. Now Terry checks the sign from Frank House. Here's the pitch to McDougal. The curve is just above the letters again. Ball three, 3-1. He's around the plate, but just a little high with his pitches. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Terry sets on the mound. A 3-1 pitch to McDougal. Swings and misses strike two as Ralph Terry took a little bit off his curveball. Gill looking for the fastball on a 3-1 pitch, going for the long ball. Was way out in front. Now we're ready for the payoff pitch to McDougal. Here it is. Low outside, ball four. He changed up on a curve and missed the corner. Has the first base runner of the afternoon, Gill McDougal. And here's Mickey Mantle.
Seven. Mickey Mantle.
Mickey is batting 304, 19 doubles, 1 triple, 40 homers, and 87 runs batted in. Preston Ward holding first base against Gail McDougal. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Mickey. Low inside, ball one. Stretches. McDougal leads off first. Fastball is low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to count on Mantle. One away. We're in the top of the first. No score. First game of a big doubleheader. Terry sets on the mound. Pitch to Mickey is strike one called on the outside corner. Every once in a while, you'll be able to hear Bill Summers yell out strike or foul. Or if he ever gets hit with a foul tip on his foot, you'll hear him scream. The 2-1 pitch is check swing in the short center field. Tuttle digging hard and makes the catch in short center field. Mickey has had trouble like that in the last 3 days. But the only difference is in Chicago, he came up with two base hits, ducking out of the way of inside pitches. That time he ducked out of the way. The ball hit his bat. And with the wind blowing, the ball went into short center field for out number two. And here's Country Slaughter batting in the cleanup spot. Slaughter batting 319, has two doubles, one triple, four homers, and 16 runs batted in. Very ready. The pitch to Slaughter is a curve. Strike one called on the inside corner. Terry sets again. Pitch to Slaughter. Swing and a miss. Strike two on a changeup. Beautiful motion on that pitch, and Country was really fooled by it. Matter of fact, he swung off his front foot. The left one was high in the air, trying to regain his balance. Nothing in two on Slaughter. Here's the stretch. The pitch. He's in the dirt. House knocked it down. Here goes McDougal. A second to throw. And Gillis takes a second on a beautiful fadeaway slide by Gil McDougal, who slid by the bag and tagged it with his hand as the Mastery lunged for him. And that will probably go as a wild pitch as the ball hit the dirt in front of the plate. Frank House blocked it. We'll get wild pitch. Official scorers is seeing eye to eye with me as we get late in the air. Well, I'm seeing eye to eye with them. That's the difference. But they're the scorers. Okay, Ripley. McDougal is in scoring position down at second base. Terry stretches. Curve is fouled in front of the plate, and House made a nice play, a very smart play by Frank House, who, as the ball hit the ground, slapped at it to keep it in fair territory because he saw that Slaughter was not running. There was a little bouncer in front of the plate that was curving foul. So House very wisely slapped the ball into fair territory, but Bill Summers on the play said the ball hit in foul territory before Frank House got his glove on the ball. These ball players are always thinking. One ball, two strikes on Slaughter, two out. McDougal at second. In the top of the first, no score in the ball game. Old Glory really blowing out in center field. A stretch by Terry. Pitch to Slaughter is just outside. Ball two, two and two. Terry steps back off the mound. Now he's ready. Puts his glove on his left knee. Hides the ball behind his back as he checks the sign from Frank House. Taking plenty of time out there. Slaughter don't step out of the box. Got me nervous up here. And Slaughter finally steps out of the box. I mean, when you're set up there, and that pitcher takes extra time, you sort of tighten up. And the best thing to do is step back or else take that deep breath that Bob Turley takes between pitches. Now we're ready. The pitch to Slaughter. The curve is hit. Base hit to right field. And Slaughter, McDougal will score this. Slaughter around first. Roger Maris is throw to the plate. And knocked down and gets by Frank House as Ralph Terry hit the ball with his bare hand. Slaughter goes down to second base, rounds it, and then holds on. That'll be a single for Slaughter, driving in Gil McDougal. And there will be an error on the play. Ralph Terry is charged with an error as he stuck out his bare hand and deflected the ball away from Frank House. So Enos Slaughter singles to drive in Gil McDougal, and the Yankees lead 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. For Slaughter, that's his 17th RBI of the year. Country used mostly as a pinch hitter and a real good one. Here's Elston Howard. Howard doing the catching today, batting 329. The first pitch to Howard is a curve, swings and misses strike one on a high curveball. Kelly has 18 doubles, 5 triples, 11 homers, and 64 runs batted in.
set. Fastball is hit on the ground. In the hole, Demastri there. The long throw to first. In time on a beautiful play by Joe Demastri. I tell you, that ball was way in the hole. He fielded on the edge of the outfield grass. And his throw just in time to get Howard. For the Yankees in the top of the first, one run, one hit, one Kansas City error, one man left on base. The score at the end of one half inning of play, the Yankees won, and Kansas City coming to bat.
I don't know whether you play tennis or not, but in the summer almost gone for 1958, if you are a tennis expert or one who fancies the game as a favorite sport, I'm sure you know that to play good tennis, you must, a good portion of the time, have plenty of power. Consistent power of serve and power in volleying is vital to a good tennis player. And the power is a pretty important thing, too, when it comes to running your car. It's the one thing you can always count on, too, when you have a tank full of Atlantic Imperial gasoline to drive with. Today's best super-octane buy is obtainable at every Atlantic dealer's. PowerMate Drive for 58 comes to you automatically with Imperial gasoline because Atlantic Imperial brings out the very best performance in your automobile. It delivers top power and super mileage, mileage that stretches your driving enjoyment and driving budget dollar, too. So when you want to go places and really keep on the go, any season of the year, enjoy PowerMate travel with Atlantic Petroleum products. Fill up with Atlantic Imperial at your Atlantic station today. Doubleheader that will see the Yankees clinch their pennant for 1958. And action elsewhere in the American League and also in the National League, quite a program. And the scores, Phil and Mel will keep you posted on as we go through the doubleheader today. Duke Moss is on the slab for Casey. And Bill Tuttle will lead off against him for Kansas City. Duke has won 9, lost 8 on the season.
Coaching at third, Bob Swift over at first, Don Hefner for the A's. Duke Moss into the windup. Here's the first pitch to Tuttle. Strike one call. Tuttle wearing uniform number 13. The only one in the American League to wear that number. Chokes up a little bit on the bat, right hand hitter. Swings a slow ground ball. Richardson cuts in front of Kubek, flips the screw for the out, one away. Boy, that makes it easy for a shortstop when you got a third baseman that can come in and get those slow hops.
Roger.
You can play a lot deeper and cover more ground. One out here is Roger Maris, the right fielder. Maris batting only 246, but he has 18 doubles, 4 triples, 25 homers, and 73 runs batted in. Left hand hitting outfielder. Plenty of power. Here's the first pitch to Maris. Swings and fouls the pitch in the seats down the right field line. Strike one. Elton Howard rubbing up a new baseball. City. Moss ready. The curve is just outside. Ball one, one and one. It's 330 down the left field line, 353 down the right field line, 421 in dead center. All the infielders wearing glasses, as well as the outfielders. Best ball is hit high in the air to right field, way back there. Curving foul over the fence, way back up on the hill, situated between the fence on the playing field and the double fence, which is about 60 or 70 feet in back of the first fence, with a real slanting hill. Youngster out there runs up and gets the ball. That ball had plenty of distance, but just pulled foul. And as we told you, anything that's hit fairly good up in the air, going to be trouble. Wind is blowing from 20 to 25 miles per hour today and blowing out in favor of the batters. One ball, two strikes on Roger Maris. One out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first. The Yankees lead 1-0. Mott swings into his windup. Curve is high, ball two. Maris starting to swing, checks in time. 2-2. Roger Maris digging a big hole at home plate. Is ready. The windup, the 2-2 pitch is just outside ball three. 3-2. Full count. Working very slow these past few games on the mound, but it's helped him. Here's the payoff pitch. A foul back against the screen. Count holds it 3-2. Kansas City, just 2 games out of 5th place and 2.5 games out of 4th place. Chance to finish in the first division. You know they're going to be bearing down in this doubleheader. Rubbing up a new baseball. Shakes off one sign. Now he's ready. Payoff pitch is hit high in the air to right center field. Not deep though. Mantle coming in and makes the catch in right center field. 2-8. And that'll bring up Hector Lopez, this second baseman.
Number 10, Hector Lopez.
Lopez batting 261. Has 24 doubles, 3 triples, 16 homers, and 65 runs batted in. Lopez, a right-hand hitter, choking up on the bat, has a closed stance. First pitch is fouled back against the screen, strike one. Hector hit 3 home runs in 1 ball game right here at Kansas City earlier in the year, not against the Yankees. Preston Ward had 3 homers in 1 game just the other day. Out here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Strike 2 call, sharp breaking curveball. Nothing in 2. Here's the pitch. Just outside ball one. Duke Moss trying to cross up Lopez with a fastball, just missing outside. And still pouring in here at Municipal Stadium. Wind up by Duke Moss. Curve is low, just below the knees. Ball 2-2-2. Moss really working slow and deliberate here. A little bit like early winning yesterday's ball game down in Chicago. There's a ground ball hard at third. Richardson backs up with it, flips to first. In time for the out. Nice throw by Bobby Richardson. Threw that ball flat footed. He had to back up on that hard hop for the Kansas City A's in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, and nobody left. The score at the end of 1 full inning. The Yankees 1 and Kansas City nothing. Here are the scores in the American League. Doubleheaders. All doubleheaders being played today. In the first game, the White Sox 4, the Senators 1 at the end of 5, Fisher against Pierce. Roy Sievers hit a home run in the second inning for the Senators. In the
first of two, Baltimore at Cleveland. The Indians lead the Orioles 7-3 at the end of eight. Zubrick against Carrasi. Vic Power homer in the third with two on. Rocky Colavito hit his 36th home in the fourth with one on. And then Colavito hit his 37th home run in the sixth inning. Rocky has two homers. Closing in on Mickey Mantle. He first came for doubleheader. The Tigers 3, Boston nothing at the end of 4.5. Sullivan against Fornelius. In the National League, Milwaukee 3, the Dodgers 1 at the end of 4. Drysdale against Buell. Adcock home in the second with one on. The Cardinals 5 and the Phillies 2 at the end of 7.5. Jones against Erickson. Norin and Cunningham home in that game for the Cardinals. The Pirates defeated the Cubs in the first of 2, 5-4. Porterfield in relief the winner, Hillman in relief the loser. Tanner home in the second. And in the first of 2, Cincinnati leads the Giants 4-3 at the end of 6.5. Miller against Gale. Robinson home in the fourth inning for Cincinnati. Bill Scarron leading off for the New York Yankees. The first pitch to Scarron is a swing and a miss, strike one. Scarron batting 280. 22 doubles, 3 triples, 14 homers, and 73 runs batted in. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees here in the top of the second. Curve is in the dirt, ball 1-1-1. On deck, Tony Kubek. Lined up by Terry. Fastball is swings and misses strike two. Moose has been missing a lot of fastballs. Seems to be swinging right through them. Scarron hits and streaks that way. He'll go for a few days looking bad at the plate, but then he'll come back and hit everything in sight. Pitch is high inside. Moose has to duck out of the way. 2-2 the count. This time Terry goes into a double pump. The pitch to Scarron is hit high in the air to center field, but he got the ball on the handle part of the bat. Tuttle under it makes the catch for out number one. Outside of Maris's long foul over the fence, no one's hit the ball solid in the air to take advantage of the wind. And it's really whipping here. Here's Tony Kubek batting 272. Kubek has 21 doubles, 2 homers, 48 runs batted in. Tony stands deep in the box with his back foot against the far line of the batter's box. Tony takes a curve low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is a ground ball to second base. Hector Lopez up with it. Over to Preston Ward, and it's two away. That'll bring up little Bobby Richardson, the third baseman. Richardson's batting 217.
Number one.
Four doubles, two triples, and 10 runs batted in.
Third base.
Bobby has certainly amazed the Yankees and the fans with his fine play at third base. Nobody ever thought he had an arm that would allow him to play third, but he can make that long throw. There's a ground ball, one hop to Hal Smith at third. The throw to Preston Ward, three out. Well, the Yankees in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no A's, errors, nobody left on base. The score at the end of an inning and a half. The Yankees 1, Kansas City nothing.
Well, they've been building a lot of highways this summer, and they're all dedicated to making things smoother, faster, safer, and easier for your automobile travel in the years to come. See those big earth movers and bulldozers moving all that grading around, and you say to yourself, it takes great power. It takes great power to drive your car, to move it on the highway at the super speeds demanded today, to keep it running smoothly when it's rolling slower, too, and to have a kind of gasoline that gives your engine clean burning, real power. Don't forget the super octane buy that outdoes them all, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. Atlantic Imperial gives you power mate drive, smooth, instantaneous travel, the kind of response in town or on the highway that you want the instant you touch the accelerator. Imperial gives you exciting driving, gives you long economy mileage too, and gives the budget dollar a break. So start today enjoying power mate drive with Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. Stop next time you need refreshing supplies in that tank and ask the Atlantic man for Atlantic Imperial, today's best super octane buy. Bob Sarah steps into the batter's box. He is hitting cleanup today, batting 316, has 34 home runs, a power star at the plate in 1958. For Kansas City, Sarah, Ward, and Hal Smith in that order. Preston in the on-deck circle. The curve is low outside, ball one. Phil?
Serve has really had a great year. His finest year in the big leagues by far. But not playing here in Kansas City while Kansas City was in the American Association. Fastball is popped in the air to short center field. He didn't get good wood on the ball. On the handle, Mantle comes in under it, makes the catch. And it's a good thing he didn't hit that ball on the good part of the bat. He split the bat.
How about
it? One out, and that'll bring up Preston Ward, the first baseman.
Ward. First base. Ward.
Preston Ward is batting 296 while Pappy Durkin is battling a bee here in the radio booth. Get him out, Pappy. I don't like him. Don't shake him over this way. Come on. That's it. Oh. Swings and misses a curve. Strike one. Ward has 11 doubles. Two triples, 10 homers, and 42 runs batted in. Won't see him anymore, but Preston Ward, big left hand hitting first baseman. Takes a pitch inside, ball one, one on one. One out, nobody on. In the bottom of the second, the Yankees lead 1-0. Preston Ward stands deep in the box. He's got that bat right down to the end. Duke Moss swings into the windup. The curve is low. Ball two, 2-1. We're going to see a long ways from up here in the radio booth at Municipal Stadium. Looking out over the left field fence. Beautiful green trees as far back as you can see. Over the right field fence. Plenty of houses over that way. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a drive to right center field. Mantle over to his left. Flips the glasses down and makes the catch backing up. Two away. Well, the outfielders will have a busy day today with that win. Here's Hal Smith, the third baseman.
Third base.
Smitty batting 266.
Smith.
17 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers, and 43 runs batted in. Right hand batter. First pitch to Smith. It's hit high in the air to left center field. Again, not hit too well. Seaman flips the glasses down. Mantle over, and Seaman makes the catch in left center field for out number three. For Kansas City in the bottom of the second, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left on base. The score at the end of two full innings. The Yankees won, Kansas City nothing, and we pull.
We pause for station identification. The New York Yankees, home of champions network.
Your dial is set at 1460 WOKO first in Albany, New York. Remember, the Troy Buick Roundup follows the game today with Jack McNamee.
Don't forget Atlantic Imperial Gasoline, today's outstanding super-octane gasoline buy. Make sure, too, that when you winterize with Atlantic Petroleum products at the Atlantic dealers. That wonderful lubricant in the gold can, Atlantic Premium Motor Oil, the all-season lubricant. And don't forget Safety Service Lubrications, an exclusive service at your Atlantic station. Good box reserve seats for the final series of the season with the Orioles may be purchased right now at the Grand Central Terminal ticket office of the Yankees on the mezzanine overlooking the main information stand. Or by writing to the New York Yankees ticket manager, Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. Box seats are still $3.15, and reserve seats $2.10 each, all taxes included. Add 25 cents to your total order to cover mailing and handling charges. It'll be for the last weekend of September before the World Series activity at Yankee Stadium, the only home games. The last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in September.
Yankees lead 1-0. We move down to the top of the third inning.
116. He's 5-for-43 as a batter. Two doubles, two runs batted in. That's for the strike one call. Ralph Cherry on the mound for Kansas City. Fastball swings and misses. Strike two. Outside fastball. Norm Sieben on deck. Two-strike pitch is popped in the air to short right field. Roger Maris with the glasses down, coming in under it. Makes the catch and it's one away. One out in the top of the third. And Norm Sieben up for his second time. Sieben bounced out to first base. Sieben batting 304. Yeah. Norm's had a real fine year so far, and he wants very much to finish the year batting over 300. Even though some batters finish the year batting 298, 299, so close to 300, there's quite a distinction. An honor being a 300 hitter in the big league. And this year, with the averages considerably lower than other years, it'll be really something they finish in the 300 bracket. First pitch to Sieben is low inside, ball one. Ted Williams leads the American League in batting with a 320 average. Curve is a swing and a miss, strike one, one and one. Seems to be Terry's best pitch today, that changeup curveball. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Strike two call, the changeup caught the corner of the plate. Sieben steps out of the box, talking with Bill Simmons. Norm was fooled on the pitch, but thought that it might have been a little low. One ball, two strike pitches, a curve just below the knees, ball two, two and two. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Inside. Full count on Sieben. Yankees lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. One away. Nobody on. Perry rubbing the ball up, looking back out towards center field. Now he's ready on the mound. Here's the payoff pitch. Ball four. Fastball dipped below the knees. And the last time that Terry walked him in, it cost him a run. He walked McDougal in the first inning, who eventually scored on Slaughter's two-out single. Here's Gill, who walked and has scored the game's only run so far. Gill batting 248. Ralph Terry with timeout, tying his shoelace in back of the mound. Preston Ward holding first against Norm Sieben. Here's a stretch. Pitch to McDougal is hit high in the air to left field. Served back. And that ball is over the wall for a home run for Gil McDougal. Gil hits his second home run in as many days. Driving in Norm Sieben ahead of him. And again, the walk cost Ralph Terry. And the Yankees now lead in the ballgame. 3-0. For McDougal, that's his 14th home of the year, and RBI is number 61 and 62. And that'll bring up Mickey Mantle, who fly to center field in the first inning. Mickey batting 303. Swings and pops the pitch up in the air. Back at third, Hal Smith chasing it in foul territory. Makes the catch. And the runway that leads up to the Yankee dressing room. For out number two. Two away, and here's Enos Slaughter, who singled to drive in McDougal in the first inning. Floater batting 325. First pitch to Slaughter. Strike one call on the outside corner. The pitch, inside, ball 1-1-1. The 1-1 pitch is a ground ball. Lopez backhands it. Plays the first just in time to get Slaughter on a pretty play. Taking a base hit away from Country. And for the Yankees in the top of the third, two runs on one base hit. A home run by McDougal. No Kansas City errors and nobody left on base. The score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Yankees 3, Kansas City nothing.
Well, as we say goodbye to summer very soon and hello to autumn officially, that autumn panorama will be inviting you to take that nice weekend trip, perhaps, and have all the family together, pile into the car, and enjoy the scenery. A sure way to enjoy any drive you take for business, pleasure, short distance, or over a lengthy traveling time is to power your car the PowerMate way with Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You know why? Imperial from Atlantic is today's best super-octane buy. Imperial means top power, consistent high peak power. It's made to bring out the best performance every time your car operates. Imperial means top mileage, real economy, the kind that stretches the driving enjoyment and the budget as well. So next time you are on the go, ask for Atlantic Imperial gasoline at the Atlantic station. Enjoy PowerMate Drive and enjoy your Atlantic dealer's personalized services, too. Safety service, lubrications, oil changes, check over of all of the parts of your car that need a careful eye and expert checking all the while. Drive with Atlantic. It's the best way to be on the go.
We'll lead off for the Kansas City A's in the bottom of the third. House batting 273. Left-hand hitting catcher. Batting in the seventh position. Has five doubles, three triples, four homers, and 21 runs batted in. Bill Summers, the plate umpire, is having one of the photographers who is down on the field put his gear away and get off the field. He's in back of home plate. And actually, it's for the photographer's own safety, because those foul balls come back there so fast that you don't have a chance to get out of the way. And he's really taking his time. And that's what's holding up the start of this bottom half of the third inning. He finally gets his case closed up, picks up the camera. One of the fans obligingly opens the gate, and in he goes. Bill Summers back in the umpire spot in back of Elston Howard, and we're ready to go. Duke Moss on the mound for the Yankees. 3-0 in favor of the Yankees. We're in the bottom of the third. The first pitch to Frank House is a line drive right at Kubek and short, who gloves it. One-hand catch of that line drive, and it's one away.
Now batting, number 2.
House hit that curveball on the button. But Kubek was playing him perfectly. Here's Joe DeMaestri, the shortstop. DeMaestri is batting 214. Joe has 10 doubles, 1 triple, 6 homers, 32 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter. First pitch is high inside, ball 1. One ball, no strikes. The windup and the pitch, the curve, he swings and misses. Strike 1-1-1. One one pitch is lined in the left field and has the first base hit for the Kansas City A's. A line drive over Tony Kubek's glove in the left field. First man to get on base for Kansas City against Moss. And that'll bring up Ralph Terry. Terry is batting 186.
Ralph Terry.
Ralph with 11 for 59 has one double and three runs batted in.
Bill Scowron holding first base against Joe DiMaestri. Terry swinging up at the plate in the batter's box. Just practicing. Here's the pitch. Strike one called. Fastball down the middle. DiMaestri short lead off first. Pitch is a curve hit on the ground and short. Kubek to McDougal for one. Back to first. Not in time for the double play. Not quite in time for the double play. And Gil looking at Joe DiMaestri's leg as Gil fired the ball. DiMaestri slid in and Gil came down on Joe's leg, but no blood, nobody cut. Everything all right. Gil pats DiMaestri on the back. That's a forced play from 6-4. Terry safe at first with two out. Here is Bill Tuttle, who bounced out third to first in the first inning. Tuttle batting 239. Two out. South Terry at first base here in the bottom of the third. The Yankees lead 3-0. The stretch. Curve is a line ground ball to short. Kubek up with a flip to McDougal, covering in time for the force on Terry coming down. Ball was hit real hard. Another force play from short to second and for Kansas City in the bottom of the third. No runs, one base hit. No Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of three full innings. The Yankees 3 and Kansas City nothing.
Elston Howard leading off here in the top of the fourth. Howard, who bounced out short to first, takes the curve on the outside corner. Strike one call. Terry batting 328. First ball is outside, 1-1. The Yankees lead 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. First ball is fouled and back of the plate. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Bill Scarron.
All right.
Here's the pitch to Howard. A ground ball to shortstop. DiMaestri up with it on two hops. Over to Preston Warden. It's one away. Scarron. Moose batting 279, fly to center field in the second inning. There's a foul over towards the Yankee dugout. Strike one. Pitch is high inside. One ball, one strike on Bill Scarron. Here's the pitch. Curve, he swings and misses. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two and two. two balls, two strikes, one out. Al Terry goes to the rosin bag. We're in the top of the fourth. Pitch to Scarron, swings and misses strike three. Moose is missing that high fastball, which is usually the ball in his power. He likes the ball up in his eyes. Here's Tony Kubek, who bounced out second. The first in the second inning. For Terry, that was his first strikeout. Kubek is batting 272. First pitch to Tony is popped in the air. Frank House. Al Smith calling for it. Coming in at third. Makes the catch in fair territory. Throw out number three. Smitty chased off. House, who had a back up on the ball. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no Kansas City errors. Nobody left to score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3, Kansas City nothing.
Baseball with the New York Yankees. Brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company from the Kansas City Athletics ballpark. Our final visit there for this year, and a doubleheader for this Sunday. Here's today's good advice for car owners everywhere. To get the most from your driving, try Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. Big in power, big in mileage, and big in value. That's Imperial, today's best super-octane bar. Imperial gives you today's power mate drive. All the power a big engine demands. Power that stretches into top economy and the mileage that you can use to travel. Next time you plan a journey for business or pleasure, long or short distance, plan ahead by starting at the shiny Imperial pump at your Atlantic dealer. And then head for the highway and really enjoy Power Mate Drive. Make a pleasure of the moment spent back at the wheel. Baseball in the upcoming week. We'll see the Yankees move into Detroit. We'll have broadcast of afternoon games Tuesday and Wednesday. And next weekend, the Baltimore stand. Yankees at the Orioles home park in Maryland, and we'll be bringing you those games over next weekend. Still two more weeks to go in September. A good deal of activity left. Closing home series for the Yankees end of the month. Last weekend of September, Yankees and the Orioles. Pitch to Roger Maris outside, ball one. Bill?
A 1-0 pitch to Maris. Curve is one hop line drive. McDougal backhands it. Throws to Scarron in time for the out. One away on a nice play by Gil McDougal. Maris hit the ball hard. But one of the Yankee players right there. Here's Hector Lopez, who bounced out there to first in the first inning. Lopez batting 260. Ball is hit on one hop to third again. Richardson up with it. Fires to Scarron in time for the out. Two away. And here's Bob Sir, who flied out to center field in the second inning. Sir was given a big night here in Kansas City. Fans show their appreciation to Bob for the great year he's having. Two away and nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Here's a pitch to Sir. Curve is low, ball one. Swings that big bat from down to the end. Pitch is a curve hit foul past third. Strike one, 1-1. One and one on Bob Sir. Duke Moss wants another baseball, trading it in. One ball, one strike, two out. Here's the pitch.
Yeah.
Another ground foul outside of third. Count holds. Rather, it counts now. One ball, two strikes. Moss rubbing up that new ball. Duke's not in a hurry today. Taking plenty of time out on the mound. Double pumps this time to serve. Slow curve bounces in the dirt all the way back to the screen. Now it's a 2-2 count. Serves tried to lunge at that ball, just did hold up the swing. Moss trying to throw serve off stride with that double pump. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Pitch. Curve is in the dirt. Ball three. Full count on serve. Ball four. Serve gets the base on ball. First one given up by Moss. And that'll bring up Preston Moore. Duke trying to work very carefully on Bob's serve because he knows if he makes a mistake with his wind blowing out, it'll be a quick run against him. So he lost Bob Ward, flat out to center field in the second inning. Batting 295. Pitch to Ward, inside corner, strike one call. Preston Ward had jumped back out of the way of that fastball. He looks a little surprised that Bill Summers called it a strike. Serve leading off first. Scarra, next Rumi. Back of him, the curve in the dirt. Howard knocks it down in front of the plate. 1-1. By Duke. Pitch is a ground foul outside of first. One ball, two strikes on board. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth. The Yankees lead 3-0. Duke Moss wants another baseball. Two strikes, two outs. Moss sets on the mound. Curve is hit high in the air to short right center field. Mantle coming in. Slaughter coming in, and Mantle makes the catch in short right center field. For out number three for Kansas City in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of four full innings, the Yankees 3, Kansas City nothing.
Members of the football team from Panhandle A&M College, Oklahoma.
Look at the scoreboard in the American League. The White Sox 4, Washington 1 at the end of 7. All doubleheaders. Cleveland defeated Baltimore 7-4 in the first game. The Tigers lead Boston 6-0 at the end of 7 in the first game in the National League. Milwaukee 3, the Dodgers 2 at the end of 6. They're playing a single game. Another single game, the Cardinals defeated the Phillies 6-3. In the first of two, the Pirates defeated the Cubs 5-4. In the second game, it's 1-1 at the end of one. And in the first of two, Cincinnati defeated the Giants 4-3. They have another game to go. And we have another big game to go here. Municipal Stadium, but right now we pause for station identification.
All Yankee baseball games are brought to you by Valentine Beer and Ale and Atlantic Gasoline Companies, exclusively in the Capital District over WOKO, 1461st in Albany, New York.
Now, Mel Allen and I are going to switch positions, so Mel will be right here in a couple of seconds.
To play ball in the fifth inning. Hello, everybody. Your host is Ballantine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. Enjoy a glass of Ballantine right along with the game. Icefully light, smooth, and delicious. Man, but it's good. As a pitch for a strike, Richardson fouls it back. Nothing in two. Sign inside, one and two. One ball, two strikes. One and two, the count. Next pitch is swung on, foul off to the right of the plate, out of play. You heard in the background was due to the fact somebody fumbled around with a foul ball. Didn't hold on to it. Bobby Richardson takes it low outside. Ball two. 2-2. Pitch swung on, looped out over short, and the ball is dropping in there for a base hit. Texas Lake single to left for Bobby Richardson. A blooming looping blooper. Care about that rock and roll deal. I like the basic rhythm. But every once in a while something comes out like that. The Rockin' Robin. Goes tweet, tweet, tweet. Kills me. Duke Mars punts the ball down the first baseline to Preston Ward. He tosses to Hector Lopez covering for the sacrifice. Richardson moving to second. And there's Norm Sieben. Grounded to first and walked. What's that other one about? If you don't clean up the sink and clean up the kitchen, or you know, clean up the different things, be no rocking. There was something like no rock and roll in the night, or something like that. Huh? I keep dialing on the radio, driving home. That's all I can get. Norm Sieben takes a strike over the inside corner. Loosened up in the bullpen. The pitch to Sieben. Swung on. There's a high drive to deep right. That ball is way out there, and it is up against the wall, and here is Richardson heading for third, rounding it. Coming in to score, Sieben round second, hits for third, and goes in with a triple off the right center field fence at the 387-foot mark. Norm Sieben narrowly missing a homer. It racked it high off the right center field fence. Nothing in favor of New York. Uh-huh.
McDougal takes low outside for a ball. Norm Seaburn stripped triple and 47th run batted in. McDougal walked and homered. Pitch is outside. Ball two. Next pitch is swung on, foul off to the right of the plate. Strike one, 2-1. Is in for plate to plate. Cherry to the wind up, the pitch to Gill. In there for a strike. 2-2. Curveball. Two balls, two strikes. Ralph Cherry to the wind up, the pitch, and McDougal takes it outside. Ball three. 3-2. Up round comes the right arm, the 3-2 pitch, swung on, a smash to short, knocked down by DeMastri, picks it up, throws to first in time with Seaburn having to hold third. Gill really tagged it, but right at DeMastri, and the ball hit his feet, bounced up and hit him on the chest or chin or somewhere around up there on the hand. It was a hard shot, boy. He made a remarkable play on the ball. Jimmy Ewell, the A's trainer, goes out to check with DeMastri. It was a remarkable play on it. Jimmy Ewell checking Joe DeMastri right now. And it keeps a run from coming home. Okay, hangs in there. Two down now. Seaburn remains on third, and here's Mantle, flied to center and fouled out to third, hitting 303. Two men away, one run in the fifth inning. 4-0, New York. Infield back, of course, at normal depth. The pitch to Mickey. It's in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Pitch. Swung on, there's a fly ball out in the right center. Bill Tuttle getting under it, and the side's retired. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. And at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the Yankees 4, Kansas City nothing. You know, you've been hearing a lot about the Chris Professor all season long. I got to thinking these thoughts sort of tell you just what the Chris Professor is like. For example, it won't be long before fall will officially be here. And you know how pleasant it is to take a hike through the woods, how crisp the air feels. This is the kind of satisfaction you get with Ballantine beer, the Chris Professor. This is the kind of satisfaction that has made Ballantine the largest selling beer in the East. All you have to do is just look at a cool, foam-topped glass full, lively golden and crystally clear, and then taste it. Smooth and delicious as can be. That's the Crisp Professor, Ballantine beer. So make the three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. Enjoy the Crisp Professor soon. Hal Smith, Frank House, and Joe DeMastri, first three men up. far as to the windup around comes the right arm, in comes the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. The White Sox lead the Senators 7-1 as they go to the ninth inning, first game. Mars pitches, swung on to a high pop foul over near the stands. Scarron, getting under the ball, makes the catch, and there's one away. Smith fouls out to Scarron. Frank House lined to short in the third inning, batting 273, or 271, at present time 273 when the game began. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, out of play. No balls, one strike. Mars flips. Curve swung on and missed. Strike two. Let up curve. Nothing in two. A two-strike offering. Swung on, a ground ball hit to Scarron, and he outruns House to the bag. Mars actually delayed starting over. Moose had to go take it himself. Two down. Now Joe DeMaestri, single to left field in the third inning. The only hit, by the way, off Mars thus far. Bud Daly limbering up the bullpen. If DeMaestri gets on, Aircraft might make a move. Mars' pitch swung on, fouled off. Strike one. Chicago beat Washington 7-1. Billy Pierce defeating Phil Fisher. The only runoff. Pierce receivers 38th homer. The delivery is outside. Ball one. Which means that the Yankees cannot clinch the pennant unless they win this game. So they'd rather clinch it winning a game rather than having clinch it while the White Sox are losing. The 1-1 delivery swung on as a pop-up out into short center. Mantle coming in fast, still coming on, and can't get it. Ball drops. McDougal and Kubek and Mantle are all out there, and it's scored as a base hit. Now let's see whether Terry is going to bat or not, with Bud Daly limbering up. Ralph hadn't pitched bad ball at all, but he's out of the game. Going to have a pinch hitter. Like Bob Martin.
Batting for the Kansas City pitcher, Haley, number 32, Bob Martin. Martin. Now back.
For those of you who are interested in the American League batting race, Nick Powers, Cleveland, had one hit and four hits in the first game today. Pete Reynolds of Boston had one hit and four hits. Ted Williams went over for four. After the second game, we'll attempt to get against the figure the averages which will back along at that time.
Bob Martin coming up to hit for Ralph Terry. With the American League batting race so close, Williams was leading this morning with 320. Reynolds second, 318. Keene and Serve tied for the next spot with 316. And Vic Power was next with 315. far today, serves nothing for one. Power in the first game had one for four. Reynolds had one for four. And Williams was nothing for four. Bob Martin. Batting for Terry. Forgot something. I don't know what. Hit the wrong bat, I guess. Bill Summers walks over to see what's going on. We can't see inside the dugout. Don't know what Bob's doing. Summers goes over now to see what's going on. I got something in his eye. All right. Now, Herzog's going to hit for Martin. Martin got something in it. That's a strange one. Bob Martin was up there. The bat got something in his eye. Now, Whitey Herzog's going to hit for Martin. They're both left-handed batters.
Now,
I don't think I ever heard of anybody. Phil's over here. We're on TV side. You ever heard of anybody batting with somebody because you got something in your eye? Another oddity. Here's the pitch now to Herzog, and it's inside for a ball. Checks the runner and the pitch. It's in there. Fastball. Strike one. 21. Whitey Herzog hitting for Bob Martin, who is hitting for Ralph Terry. Herzog hitting 232. The 1-1 pitch. Curve is swung on. A ground ball hit out by second of McDougal. Loose it. Throws to first. Gets him just in time. Almost booted the ball too long. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left on. And at the end of five innings of play, New York, four runs, four hits. No errors and two left on. The Yankees, or rather the Kansas City A's, no runs, two hits, one error, and three men left on.
Here's the hosting group.
See who the pitcher will be. In the meantime, Bud Bailey's been the one that's been warming up. On the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, the White Sox beat Washington. 7-1, Billy Pierce beat Bill Fisher. Seaver's got his 38th homer. First game of doubleheader, all doubleheaders in the American League. Cleveland beat Baltimore 7-4. Ferresi beat Johnson with Mick Power homering the two on, and Rocky Colabito hitting two homers. It's 36-37. One on. Second game, Baltimore leads Cleveland 3-0. 10 of an inning and a half. Porter Carrero against Grant Woodishick in the second. Porter Carrero homered in the second inning. Detroit beat Boston 6-1. Voigtak beat Sullivan. Let's see. Wait a minute. Voigtak couldn't have won this game. If the ticker is right and Fornelius came on in the third inning, then Fornelius would have to be the winning pitcher. Did it say Voigtak on the ticker, Joe? Well, if Fornelius came on in the third, he'd have to be the winning pitcher because the starter has to go five. Sullivan the loser, Klaus homered in the ninth. In the National League, Milwaukee and Los Angeles end of 7 innings. It is 5-3 Los Angeles. Tipstein for Drysdale in the sixth. Pizarro for Buell in the sixth. Demeter homered with one on and Adcock with one on. Playing one game. St. Louis beat Philadelphia in a single affair. Just one game scheduled. Jones beat Sanford. Home runs, Nora and two for Cunningham. One with two on. In a doubleheader, Pittsburgh beat Chicago first game 5-4. Porterfield in relief of Braden, the winner. Hillman in relief of Anderson, the loser. Tanner homered with two on. Pittsburgh 4, Chicago 1. End of 2 innings, the second game. Brandon Phillips, Mazeroski homered in the second. Cincinnati beat San Francisco 4-3. Perkey beat Miller. Robinson homered in the fourth. Monzant and Newcomb, the pitchers in the second game. Pitch for Kansas City as we go to the sixth inning. Ralph Terry in five innings allowed four hits and four runs. He walked two men and struck out one. Enos Slaughter swings the first pitch and hits it to short. Up with it on one hop is DeMaestri to throw to first in time. Slaughter, who had singled a run home in the first inning and grounded the second, was after the first pitch. Hit it hard, but right at DeMaestri. One away. Enos was hitting 322. Now Elston Howard, grounded to short twice, batting 327. Four to nothing, New York, sixth inning. Left-hander Bud Daly to the wind-up, the pitch. Inside, ball one. Next delivery is high, ball two. And Daly has a record of 2-2. It's his 24th appearance. Came up with Cleveland, went to Baltimore, is traded from Baltimore. Kansas City for Puerto Carrero. Here's the pitch in there for a strike. 2-1. Hey, he sent him over to Buffalo, and he was recalled some time ago. The left-hander's 2-1 pitch to Elston Howard. It's over. Strike two. 2-2. Wind is really whipping. Somebody's going to get hurt with the ball hit up in the air pretty soon. It'll go right plumb over that fence. McDougal's already hit one over. Pitch to Howard. Swung on. Ground ball hit out through the middle into center for a base hit. Bill Tuttle tossing back in. And here's the Moose who flied to center and struck out, hitting 279. Daly delivers to Scarron over the inside corner for a strike. He whipped a fastball in tight. Had Moose leaning in. Daly sets, pitches. Changeup is inside. Down to second goes Howard, and he steals second. The ball bounced out of House's mitt. I believe a hit and run was on.
Wild pitch.
Now they call it a wild pitch. Howard was running before the ball was ever thrown to the plate, so he had to give him stolen base, even though the ball got away from the catcher. But we have to go with the official ruling a wild pitch. Here's the delivery to the Moose. Swung on and missed. Strike two. A wild swing. One ball, two strikes. Ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit foul. Back to first out of play. A 1-2 count. Daly the stretch. Howard to the leadoff second. Pitch to Scarron. Swung on. A ground ball hit out to second. Up with it is Lopez. Throws on to Ward. Howard advances to third. Two away. And Tony Kubek coming up. Grounded to second and popped to third. Smith shortened up at third. Two-way, the pitch to Kubek. Swung on and missed, strike one. Tried to punch that one by third. Took sort of a half swing. The left-hander delivers, and Kubek takes outside for a ball, one and one. Down to Ward. He's up with it. Steps on first and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Stand to five and a half innings. New York four, Kansas City nothing. Here's a song about Ballantine beer, the crisp professor.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light. Icily light.
Last half of the sixth inning. It's the top of the order for Kansas City. Tuttle, Maris, and Lopez. Tuttle grounded to third and short, hitting 238. Duke Moss to the windup around, comes the right arm, the pitch. Low outside, ball one. To the windup again, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Duke Ma's next pitch. Tuttle swings, hits a ground ball out to short. Kubek is left up with it, throws on to Skarin in time. One away. And now Roger Maris. Roger Maris takes the curveball over the inside corner, strike one. To right center and grounded to second. Just narrowly missed a homer in the first inning. And over the fence, but a little bit foul. Duke Mars to the windup. Brown comes the arm, the pitch. Outside. 21. Outfield pulled around to the right. Pitch to the left-hand hitter. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Bobby Richardson shortened up the third, wide of the bag. Kubek deep over near second. McDougal on the grass. well into the first base hole, scouring deep at the line. The 1-2 pitch on its way to the left-hand batter, and it is low outside, 2-2. Two strikes. Duke into the windup and the pitch. Curve hits him. Curve was into the dirt and hit Maris on the foot. Hit by a pitch ball. Broke off a curve into the dirt and bounced to him on the foot. And here's Hector Lopez, who grounded to third twice. Batting 216. Bob served to follow. Tried to throw a let-up curve. Pulled a string on it too much. Outfield straight away, infield around toward third. The pitch is swung on it, missed strike one. Went for an inside fastball. Strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul off beneath the strike two. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, one out. Maris for the lead. Got good speed. And the pitch. Swung on. A ground ball hit out to Kubek. Over to McDougal. McDougal back to first. Double play and the sides retire. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Father, the Yankees, 167th double play. And at the end of six innings, New York, four runs, five hits, no errors, three left on. Kansas City, no runs, two hits, one error, three left on. And we pause for station identification.
All Yankee baseball games are brought to you by Ballantine Beer and Ale and Atlantic Gasoline Companies exclusively in the Capital District over WOKO 1460, first in Albany, New York.
New York football Giants home games at Yankee Stadium are on sale at the Yankee baseball ticket outlets. Also Giants Columbus Circle offices and at the Vegas stores in White Plains, Newark, Hackensack, Jamaica, and Hempstead. And at Andy Robustelli Sports Shops in Stamford and Coscop.com. Richardson swings for the first pitch as we go to the seventh inning. Throw from Hal Smith to Ward in time. Bobby Richardson, who had grounded in third and singled to left, goes after the first pitch in the seventh inning. Grounds out third to first. Smith to Ward. And Duke Maz is coming out. 4-0, New York. Duke Maz. Daly, the left-hander, pitches a little outside, ball one. Bud Daly in relief of Ralph Terry. Southpaw's next pitch in there for a strike, one and one. Duke's had five hits. had 44 times at bat. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball over. Strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on it, foul back. A 1-2 count on Moss. Bud Daly to his windup. Here's the pitch. It's in there. Call strike three. Kirby. Two men away. Daly's got a real good slow curve. Now Norm Sebring grounded the first, walked and tripled to right center. Hitting 305. Two men out in the seventh inning. 4-0 New York. Daly to the windup delivers. Sebring takes inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball over, strike one. 1-1. Bud had an accident to his right arm, and it's considerably shriveled, but that left arm works magic with that baseball. The delivery in there, strike two, 1-2. Fastball got the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, it's a high fly ball into short center. Lopez is out under it and makes the catch. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play, New York 4, Kansas City, nothing. Ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some Valentine. And I'll stay around until it gets dark. Root, root for Valentine. The largest selling beer in the East. You can have a fine time with Valentine. In fact, you can enjoy it at a feast. Now, the lighter side of baseball, they tell about a well-known manager, named Cleveland, had a cold one day, kept his handkerchief pretty busy, and right from the start, every Indian who got to first base tried to steal second. After a while, the manager was puzzled by all that until one of his coaches said, "Remember, Skipper, your steal sign is with a handkerchief up to the nose." The manager hadn't realized with that cold he kept giving him the steal sign. On the lighter side of something else, let's talk about Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. Now lift a glass of Ballantine to your lips, so icily light, so smooth and delicious. And on top of that, Ballantine is now the largest selling beer in the East. So enjoy a tall, foam-topped glass full. Just make the three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. It's the last half of the seventh inning. Bob Serba. Hitting 315, fly to left center and walked. 4-0 New York. Duke Maas starts the windup. Around comes the right arm, the pitch. Swung on, it's a high fly ball to left field. Sebring under the ball and makes the catch.
And he drops it!
There goes Serb in the second. He had it and then dropped it. And it's a two-base error for Norm Sebring. The runner on second with nobody out. The Yankees are trying to get Dumont to say it. He had it and was taking it out of the glove. He just dropped the ball. He had it for a moment, fraction of a second, but never possession.
So Bob serves on second base, the equivalent of a double, but it's a two-base error charged to Norm Sebring. And here's Preston Ward. And now the A's have the start. Ward flied to right center and to straightaway center, hitting 294. Duke Miles to the stretch, pitched to the left-hand batter, swung on, hit foul, out of play, back up third, strike one. That was a funny kind of thing. It was a high ball. He must have had tremendous overspin and got in a glove and just and spun out of it. Norm is standing under. He didn't have to move anywhere. Something like that, of course, can change everything around. Puts more pressure on the pitcher. Serve on second, nobody out. Kubek tried to sneak in behind serve. Now we're ready. Pitch to Ward. Low inside. Ball one. One and one. Talking to Mars now. Shots back behind the plate. Preston Ward the batter. Smith and House to follow. Serve on second. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. High fastball. The count's 2-1. Ready for the 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on, a ground ball, bounced out to McDougal, and he's through his leg. And here's serve, rounding third, coming in to score, and it's 4-1. McDougal makes an error on Ward. Two straight errors, and one run home. Sebring and McDougal, two consecutive errors here in the seventh inning. Start the ball rolling in the other direction. Now Jim Turner signals the Yankee bullpen. Sometimes a pitcher who's tuned very fine for a game can get upset over such situation and then start to struggle. Now here's Hal Smith hitting 264. Moss checks the runner and the pitch. Swung on and foul back. Of course, Duke has pitched a brilliant ball up to now. Two-hitter. And deserved to be working with two outs and nobody on. Instead, one run in, one on, and nobody out. Ryan Duren gets up to throw for New York. Some action in the A's bullpen. Mars into the stretch, check the runner, and the pitch. Swung on, it's a high pop foul. Howard's under it, the wind's blowing it, and he drops it. How about that? Foul ball, but three outs this inning. The Yankees have failed to handle. Kept carrying it away, and I knew he had trouble, and he dropped it. In fact, he never got a glove on it. So wait, the official score is ruling. The Duke Maz, by his pitching, has retired the first three batters, but they still haven't got anybody out. Richardson could have had the ball. They have not charged him with an error because the wind blew it away. Although Richardson was standing there and could have gotten it, but Howard was making the play on the ball. So Smith is still alive. Two strikes. And it's fantastic at that. Ma's getting the sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off behind the plate. Count remains nothing and two. Dick Tomanek is throwing for Kansas City. A rough break for Duke. Set, and the pitch. Swung on, foul, back out of play. Count remains two strikes. Frank House is on deck. Ward leading off first. The pitch to Smitty. Swung on. A bouncer hit to Kubek. Over to McDougal for one. Back to first. A double play. That's five outs that Mars has gotten in this inning, but he's only been credited with two. The big DP, number two in the ball game, 168 for New York. Now Frank House. Line to short and grounded to first. 4-1 New York, seventh inning. Mars delivers, swung on, a fly ball into left center. Mantle calling for it, and Mickey makes the catch. The side's retired. One run, no hits, two errors, and no one left on. And at the end of seven innings, the Yankees, four runs, five hits, two errors, and three left on. Kansas City, one run, two hits, one error, and three men left on. And as the fellow says, that's the way it goes. How about you trying that crisp, refresher Ballantine beer? Pour a tall glass bowl of the largest selling beer in the East. Ballantine beer. The crisp, refresher. Chicago beat Washington 7-1. The second game, Washington leading 1-0 with Chicago batting in the first inning. Cleveland beat Baltimore 7-4 in the second game. Baltimore leads 3-0 and 3.5. Detroit beat Boston 6-1. No score last the first inning of the second game. National League, Los Angeles beat Milwaukee 5-3. St. Louis beat Philadelphia 6-3, single games. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 5-4 in the second game. Pittsburgh leads 5-1 into four innings. Cincinnati beat San Francisco 4-3 in the second game. It's no score at the end of an inning and a half. Bill Rizzuto's coming on over to finish up here for you. With a possibility that, we'll tell you about that later. Depends on how things look around about the end of the eighth inning. Phil's coming over right now.
Ready to go here in the top of the eighth. Gil McDougal leading off. McDougal walked, homered, and bounced out short to first. He's driven in two and scored twice. Strike one on Gill. Bud Daly, the left-hander on the mound. One strike pitch to Gill is low, ball 1-1-1. Mickey Mantle on deck. A 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two, 2-1. popped in the air foul outside of first. Preston Ward going over. Can't make the catch. The ball goes into the box seats and back of first base. 2-2 on Gill. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Low outside, ball three. 3-2. Ready for the payoff pitch to McDougal. Here it is. Gill swings and lines it to left field. Way back there. Way back. And off the wall in left center field. McDougal around first, heading for second. He slides and he's in there with a double. Gil McDougal hits a long double off the left center field fence, just about 5 or 6 feet from going over for another homer. So Gil is starting the hit now. Timely hits, and here's Mickey Mantle batting right-handed against the left-hander Bud Daly. Mickey has twice fly to center and popped to third. Mantle down to 302. Here's the stretch by Daly. Curve is over, strike one call. Daly steps back off the mound. Now he's ready. Here's the stretch. Fast ball is low. Ball 1-1-1. Dugal leading off second base. 1-1 pitch. Ball 2-2-1. Frankhouse dropped that pitch. Picked it up. McDougal started the third, went back to second. Mickey holding that bat way down on the end. Never gets one up in this wind. Looks on him where it'll go. Foul off his left foot. Frank Crisetti up with the ball, coaching at third. And Frank Umont wants a look at the ball. No good. He's going to throw it out of play. Some shoe polish on it on Mickey's foot. Two balls, two strikes, and nobody out. We're in the top of the eighth. The Yankees lead 4-1. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Mickey. Way inside. Gets by House, but still not far enough for Mantle. Rather, McDougal to advance. It's full count on Mickey. 3-2. Daly's got a pretty good knuckler. It's tough to handle. When this wind blowing, three times the wind, it helps a knuckleball pitcher. Stretch. And the payoff pitch. Foul back against the screen. Count holds it 3-2. Daly checks the sign from Frank House. The payoff pitch is strike three on a change-up curveball. That Mantle swinging. Mickey was really reaching for that one. One out here is Enos Slaughter, who singled in the first inning, driving in McDougal. Bounced out second to first and short to first. Slaughter batting 320. to Slaughter. High inside, ball one. One away here in the top of the eighth. Yankees 4, Kansas City 1. The pitch is popped in the air in foul territory. Hal Smith going back under it. Makes the catch in foul territory for out number 2. Smitty thought that was 3 outs. Started to run in, but he saw Bud Daly and Joe DiMaggio covering third. He had a little surprised look on his face. Happens once in a while. You forget how many out there are. 2 out. That'll bring up Elston Howard. Howard's 1-for-3. Bounced out short to first twice and single to center. Elston batting 329. Frank House out on the mound talking with Bud Daly. Two away. Kelson is fouled on the third baseline. Going out in the Yankee bullpen. One strike on Ellie. McDougal, who led off the inning with a double, still down at second base. Stretch. Last ball is outside. Ball one, one and one. Stretch. The pitch is pop foul out of play and back of first. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two out. Checks the sign. Elston Howard gets tired of waiting, steps out of the box. Now Ellie steps back in the box. We're ready to go. Two out. 4-1 for every Yankees. Pitch is hit slowly out towards short. Al Smith cuts in front of the shortstop. Fires to first in time for the out. So for the Yankees in the top of the eighth, no runs on one hit. From Kansas City, errors, one man left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings of play, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 1. Valentine beer is the crisp refresher, and we'll tell you why.
Valentine beer is the crisp refresher, and we will tell you why. To be crisp, a beer must be icily light, icily light.
Story real well. And they're singing the story of the largest selling beer in the East. That's Valentine Beer, the crisp refresher. Yes, sir. It figures that a beer so fine would be made by P. Valentine and Sons, Newark, New Jersey. And in the bottom of the eighth, Kansas City has Joe DiMaestri, who has the only two base hits off Duke Moss, leading off. DiMaestri single to left and single to center.
Romero, batting 218. Duke Moss ready on the mound. Hank Bauer is numbering up out in the bullpen. The curve is strike one call on the outside corner. In fact, Hank will go out to play defensively for the Yankees. Here's the one strike pitch to Demasi. Swings a high fly to left center field. Mantle going over to his right. 100. And then the wind blows the ball back, and Mickey has to backpedal at the last second to catch it. Mick gives the fans a little thrill there on that one. And Harry Simpson is coming on to bat. Harry Simpson comes on to bat for Bud Daly.
Daly is number five, Harry Simpson.
We're in the bottom of the eighth. The Yankees lead 4-1. Simpson batting 245. Takes a curve low, ball one. The ground ball out towards the mound. Moss up with it. Flips underhand to Scarron, and it's two away. Two away. And Bill Tuttle, who bounced out third to first, hit into a fourth play and bounced out short to first, batting 237. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth. Ball one outside. The sun, which had been hidden behind some clouds, suddenly pops out. Moss into the windup. And the curve is low outside. Ball two, two and up. Now let's pause for station identification.
Your dial is set at 1460 WOKL first in Albany, New York. And remember that Troy Buick Roundup follows the game today with Jack McNamee.
Two nothing to count on Bill Tuttle. Here's the windup by Moss. Fast ball is low, ball three, 3-0. No strikes. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Strike one call. Here's the windup and the pitch. A ground ball is short. Two back up with it. Over to Scarron. Out number three. For Kansas City in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. Nobody left. The score at the end of eight full innings. The Yankees 4 and Kansas City 1.
With the end of summer and the advent of fall, your attention is called to the 26th season of the Kansas City Philharmonic. Opening Tuesday, November.
4-1 in favor of the Yankees. The Athletics have just two base hits. And Joe DeMaestri has had both of them. Kansas City scored their one run in the seventh inning. An unearned run. Quick look at the scoreboard. The White Sox defeated the Senators 7-1 in the first game. It's 2-1 Washington over Chicago at the end of an inning and a half in the second game. Cleveland defeated Baltimore 7-4 in the first game. Baltimore leads 3-0 at the end of 5 in the second game. Tigers defeated the Red Sox 6-1 in the first game.
Nothing at the end of an inning and a half of the second game. The Dodgers defeated Milwaukee 5-3 in a single game. The Cardinals defeated the Phillies 6-3 in a single game. The Pirates defeated the Cubs 5-4 in the first game and lead in the second game 5-1 at the end of four and a half. Cincinnati defeated the Giants 4-3 in the first game, and it's nothing at the end of two and a half of the second game. Dick Kamenek, a left-hander, is coming on for Kansas City. He will be their third pitcher of the afternoon. Ralph Terry started. And now Mel Allen will take over and do...
Now we're getting ready to move into the... Getting set to move into the ninth inning. Bill Scarron, Tony Kubek, and Bobby Richardson are the first three men to come to bat. And for those who are watching on television, if we talk a little more than usual, that is... during the play, we are doing a simulcast here just in the ninth inning in order to give Bill time to get down to the Yankee clubhouse in case we may or may not have something after this game. Dick Kamenek pitching to Bill Scarron. Strike one. A's have Maris and Lopez and Serve all coming up in the ninth, so the game's not over by any means. Scarron lifts a high foul out of play to the right of the plate. Strike two. Bill flied to center, struck out, and grounded to second, hitting 278. No balls, two strikes. Dick Kamenek, third A's pitcher. Scarron swings and grounds one out the second, and it's through for a base hit off the glove of Lopez. He went far over to his left. Managed to get a bit of a glove on it, but couldn't hold it. And it's a base hit for Bill Scarron. Now coming up is Kubek, who grounded to second, popped to third, and grounded to first. Smith shortens up at third. There's a strike. Fastball in there. Nothing in one. Ninth inning, New York 4, Kansas City 1. Kubek swings and lifts a high foul down the left field line. Smith and DeMaestri chasing it in. Smitty makes the catch going away. Kubek fouls out to Hal Smith. He's been playing fine third base for a fellow who's caught most of the time. Now Bobby Richardson grounded to third, single to left and grounded to third, hitting 219. Dancing off first. Richardson swings and lines it. Foul down the right field line. Strike one. Nothing in one on Bobby. Duke Mars due up next. The outfield is straight away. Hal Smith still shortened up at third. Richardson takes inside for a ball. One and one. Bud Daly turned in a nice three innings. The sixth, seventh, and eighth allowed two hits, no runs. Ralph Terry worked the first five, allowed four hits and four runs. Richardson swings and lifts a foul ball out of play back at first. One ball, two strikes. Washington and Chicago are tied at 2-2 at the end of two innings of the second game. Washington
rather, Chicago beat Washington in the first game. Bobby Richardson takes a high pitch for a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Richardson hits a ground ball by third to short, and there's no play anywhere as the Maestri backed up. It's a base hit, but he kept the bomb going through to left and kept Scarron from moving to third. Smash off Smith's glove with the Maestri backing up neatly. And now Duke Maas is the batter. Flying to right, sacrificed and took a third strike. Duke takes a look now, see what Case wants him to do. Frank Crosetti passing the sign along. Smith and Ward are shortened up. With one out, you have to wonder. With nobody out, you pretty well know what he was going to do. The delivery is by foul, and behind the plate, strike one. Maas has had five for 45. Takes another look at Crosetti. Norm Siebert on deck. Ward starting in from first. Maas swings and hits it to Smith, who throws on to second for one. Back to first, it's too late. Going to third is Bill Scarron, as Richardson helped nudge Lopez out of the play a little. I'll tell you one thing, that was a good play by Smitty because Duke hit the ball real hard. Force out at second of Richardson. The only damaging aspect from the fact that the ball didn't go through from the Yankee standpoint is that Maas had to run pretty hard. And I say that because pitching coaches, if you're ahead late in the game, they tell a pitcher, don't run too hard. It takes some strength out of you.
Number nine.
And now Hank Bauer comes up to hit for Norm Siebert. Hank Bauer.
How about it?
Bauer hitting for Siebert. They pitch to Hank. It's high, ball one. Bauer batting 271. Moose on third and Maas on first. Moose and Maas aboard. No pitch. Time was asked for and called by Bill Summers. One ball, no strikes. Two men out in the ninth inning, 4-1 New York. Hank Bauer swings and fouls it back out of play. Strike one, 1-1. On the mound. And now Bauer swings and loops one out over second, and it is in there for a base hit. Bauer's round second on his way to third as Scarron scores. Hank Bauer comes through with a pinch single to center. And it's 5-1 New York. And now Jim Turner signals his bullpen because Maas has had to run pretty hard in this inning. Getting a little winded. Hank Bauer drives in a run with a single to center. It's 47. Run batted in. And now, just about what I was telling you, when Maas had to race to third, Jim Turner got up and signaled his bullpen. And Ryan Duren is up. Right now, Gil McDougal is at plate. Walk, homeward, double, grounded to short. McDougal takes a fastball for a strike, hitting 251.
McDougal. There's a pitch out. Nobody's running. One and one. One ball, one strike, two outs. 5-1 New York, ninth inning. McDougal swings and misses. Took a good cut at a good fastball. One and two. Ryan Duren loosening up. Mars on third, Bauer on first. One ball, two strikes on McDougal. And Gill takes inside, 2-2. Dominic crowded him. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Game one of two. Runners lead away. And McDougal swings and grounds it to short. The maestri up with it, throws on over to Lopez to force Bauer. And the side's retired. One run. Three hits. No errors and two left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, New York 5, Kansas City 1. You know, if somebody asked you to describe a crisp refresher in your own words, wouldn't it go something like this? You'd say, well, a crisp refresher is like that wonderful morning swim when I'm on a summertime vacation up at the lake. Man, the air is so clear and clean, the water so sparkling and inviting, the whole thing so refreshing that, well, that's the way I've described the crisp refreshment. Well, now, if you said that, you've just done a great job of describing the kind of refreshment you get with Ballantine beer. Because Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. You can prove that by pouring yourself a cool, foaming glass full. Look at it. See how golden and clear it is. And then taste it. Taste how smooth and delicious it is. Why, every swallow reminds you of the refreshment of that morning swim in the lake or maybe of a plunge into the surf on a summer day. That's crisp refreshment. The special kind of refreshment that's made Ballantine the largest selling beer in the East. How about enjoying a tall, foaming glass of Ballantine beer right now? Thank you. Last half of the ninth inning in Kansas City. One that could be another historic one. And on the other hand, that moment could be delayed. Roger Maris is the first batter. Hector Lopez on deck and Bob Serb to follow. Ryan Duren warming up in the bullpen. Duke Mars, slow coming out, having been on the bases.
Your attention, please.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how much is taken out of a pitcher. Working a ball game, and then in the late innings, when he has to run hard, takes a little bit out of the legs, and that's what's important, the old underpinning. The underpinning is what makes a fellow stand up, so to speak. And no pun intended. You start to get weak in the legs, boy, that ball doesn't do the tricks you want it to do. So we'll see now as Roger Maris steps in. Hank Bauer is in right field, and Slaughter has switched over to left. Roger Maris flied to right center, grounded to second, was hit by a pitched ball. Missed a home run in the first inning by a little bit, went foul. Strike one. Duke Moss. I know what he'd get for 3 outs right now. Great thrill for a guy who just joined a ball club a short time ago. Curve outside, ball one, one and one. And grounds it to Scarron, who tosses to Mars covering in time, and there's one away.
The hard ground ball. Well tagged ball. One down. And here's Hector Lopez, who twice grounded to third and once grounded to short. Then into a double play, hitting 259. One away in the last of the ninth. Yanks 5, A's 1. Buren, limbering up in the bullpen. Hector Lopez, the batter, serve on deck, and Ward follow him if anyone gets on. Ball one inside. Strike one, one and one. Boy, they have the mob scene. They chase that one for a souvenir. This is only the 30th batter that Duke Mars has faced. One ball, one strike. Foul off first. Garland digs after it, still going after it, still going after it, and he dropped it. Duke has had himself a day today, I'll tell you that. That's an error for Scarron. Four balls, and only three errors have been charged to the Yankees. It makes a big difference to a fellow out there trying to put it away for you. One ball, two strikes. It's been a big one for Duke. Big Bob on deck. Into the dirt. Ball two, 2-2. Two strikes. Hector Lopez at the plate. And Lopez swings and hits a base hit through the middle. The third hit off Mars. And the first man to get a hit other than DeMaestre, who had the only other two hits. Here's Bob Serve. Flying to center, walk. And reach second on a two-base error by Sebring. Serve hitting 314. The error by the Moose keeps the pressure on, with Lopez taking advantage of the life to get himself a base hit. Serve swings and misses. He stepped into a pitch and he went way up in front of the plate, and the deep tag tried to tag that one. And Ward on deck. He had driven that ball plumb out of sight. Lopez with the lead. Bob Serb swings and sends a drive. Deep left field, and he is going. Going, it is gone. Yep.
home run and drives in his 97th and 98th run. And Casey now is taking Moss out and going to bring Duren in. And I'll say this, it's a tough break for the Duke. Who could have been operating with two outs in the serve up, which would have made a big difference. And Ryan Duren is coming in. With just one out, one more man gets on, the tying runs at the plate. The Duke Moss, who pitched two hit ball to the ninth inning, one run scored on two errors, gives up two hits after a third error here in the ninth inning had given Lopez another shot, and he singled. Moss, in eight and a third innings, allowed four hits. Walked one man, no strikeouts. And has given up three runs, two of them earned. And deserves a real hand. Young man turned in himself a great performance. A little better defense, which he would normally get. He didn't get today. And he's leaving to the accompaniment of applause. Barra goes over and pats Duke on the back. Casey leaving and he gets a boo or two. Ryan Duren coming in for the 39th time this year. A record of 6-4. Second game.
which will be on radio only due to 2-hour difference in time and conflicting schedules. One ball, two strikes. Duren to the rosin bag. He works very slowly. Ward digs in, and Ward takes high for ball two. 2-2. Dittmar and Dixon heating up. Two strikes. Preston Ward takes inside. The ball goes back to the screen. Ball three. Full count now. And Casey is going out to talk to Dura. Takes very high, ball four. That brings the tying run to the plate. Tom Gorman warming up for Kansas City. And Casey's on the steps now. And Kent Hadley.
Batting for the Kansas City third baseman. Smith.
Is coming up to bat for Hal Smith.
Kent Hadley.
From Little Rock, where he hit 34 homers. Hadley, left-hand batter, takes high, ball one. Direction now. Hadley swings and misses. Strike one. One and one. Frank House on deck. Dixon and Dittmar warming up. Pitch. Swings and misses. Strike two. One and two. Last of the ninth inning. One out, one on, two in. 5-3 New York. Hitting for Smith. And Hadley takes high, ball two. 2-2.
two strikes. Preston Ward leading off first. Hadley digs in. And it is in there for call strike three. Two men out. And here's Frank House. Hitting 268. House bats him left-handed. Taking a long look for the sign. Ward moving off first unmolested. Ball one, outside. One ball, no strikes. Digging in. High, ball two, 2-0. Casey and Jim Turner talking things over. Dixon and Dittmar getting ready. A 2-0 count on House. Side, ball three. 3-0. Jim Turner signaling for Dittmar to heat up in a hurry with a bear down in his warming up. And it's ball four. Out of the dugout. Ward goes to second. And we're going to have a runner. We're going to have a runner for House. And we'll have a pinch hitter for DeMaestri. Milt Graff is going to run for House. Dittmar is coming in to relieve Duren.
Your attention, please. Number 29, Bill Graff, running for House.
Our Yankee baseball games are brought to you by Valentine Beer and Ale and Atlantic Gasoline Companies, exclusively in the Capital District over WOKO 1460, first in Albany, New York.
And Harry Cheedy is going to hit for DeMaestri. Coming up to hit for DeMaestri. Now, Dittmar. Taking his warm up pitches with Howard. And so, here in the last of the ninth inning with the Yankees. And leading 5-1, the A's have rallied for two. Duke Maas got the first man out, and then when Scarron dropped a foul pop for an error, Lopez took advantage of it. The single and serve followed with a homer. Duren walked Ward, struck out Hadley, but walked House. Graff running for him. And Harry Cheedy's up and represents the winning run. Ward on second and Graff on first running for House. Harry Cheedy swings and fouls it off, strike one.
fouling it off to the left of the plate. Art Dittmar making his 33rd appearance. Runners leading away from first and second. And it's inside, ball one, one and one. Ward leads off second, Graff off first. Harry Cheedy takes strike two, curveball one and two. Moves off second, Graff off first. Cheedy digs in, and Cheedy swings and misses, streak three, and the Yankees win the pennant.